It says in Psalm 22 that the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. So when we're praising the Lord, he is there and gives us a sense of his presence. And we've been speaking, that's come out a couple of times today, a proper sense of God's presence with us. And Brother Andrew mentioned Samuel. It's mentioned a couple of times. We won't turn to it, but just quickly, that in 1 Samuel 4, when Hophni and Phinehas took the ark, they said, bring it amongst us, that it may save us, it. But in Samuel 7, when they repent and humble themselves, he says, that the Lord, that he may save us. You see the difference? It's not just it. It's not just our traditions. It's just not this, our form, whatever. It's a person, his presence. That's important. And so we see here at the end of the battle, when they have the victory, when the Lord gives them the victory, verse 26, they assemble themselves and call in the valley of Berakah. And there they bless the Lord. Therefore, the name of the place was called the Valley of Berakah. Probably not pronouncing that right. Under this day. So Berakah means blessing or praise. So there is ongoing, just not in the bad times, but in the good times. You know, when we're in the foxhole, we're praying. But on a daily basis, to keep that link with the Lord of praise and thanksgiving. And that's the thought there. You know, I've been also struck with this passage, this chapter, brothers and sisters, is that who these enemies were. Moab, Ammon, and the Edomites. Mount Seir is the Edomites. But you know, when the children of Israel were going through the wilderness and they were about to come into the land, the Lord strictly charged them not to attack the Edomites, Moabites, and Ammonites. So you don't attack, especially the Edomites, I think specifically are mentioned, not to attack Edom. You know, some enemies we fight, some enemies we turn away from. And, you know, with the Amalekites and the others, Og and Bashan and all, they were to fight. But it says in Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3, that in the last days, you know, they'll have a form of God denying the power of God. From such turn away. Sometimes we just simply have to turn away. You have to know when to hold them and when to fold them. Is that how it goes? Like when to fight and when not to fight. That's a matter of discernment. But I've been really struck with this, is that in this battle, actually the Lord holds them off from fighting them. Again, you know, the Lord is consistent in his ways. No, I'll look after them. They actually don't take the sword against Edom here at all. The Lord did it. And I think it's already mentioned, verse 23, the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, or the Edomites, to utterly slay and destroy them when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir. Everyone helped to destroy one another. So God caused them actually to fight amongst themselves. And don't we see that today even? The nation of Israel has been mentioned, that if all their enemies by which they are surrounded decided, hey, we should just stop fighting one another for a minute, we could destroy them. And that, you know, actually that's their stated purpose of many of these governments, is to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. But they're too busy tearing one another apart. Well, God is allowing that. This is God's method when it comes to the people of Israel. He's allowing that. But a day is coming. He's going to put a man over those nations, called the Assyrian, the king of the north. And he will be the enemy of Antichrist. And he will be an enemy of the western power, the beast. And then when that abomination of desolation is set up in the most holy place, he will send the desolator through. They will be unified and they will come through. That day will come. And it's in the midst of that horrible conflict, conflagration that will bring the whole world in, that a little remnant will cry, Lord Jesus of Nazareth, you died for us. And every man apart and every house apart and the Levites apart, every individual apart, mourning for wounding the one, the beloved one, the one that came for them. And then he will come in glory to deliver him. Brothers and sisters, we will be coming with him. So that's something to praise, something to give thanks for, our association with the Lord Jesus. Let's continue to worship and to praise him on a daily basis, not just in difficult times, but in the good times or whatever times. Praise becomes his people.